broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on... Well, Kirk Crosby's not even with me. He doesn't join me on Saturday. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and the good sheriff on your radio. Sheriff Richard Mack will be with me here in a second. But our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. This is the broadcast for April the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Man, we got a lot to talk about on your radio. Good sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's great to be back with you on this beautiful Saturday morning.
It is a beautiful Saturday morning, I'll tell you that right now. We're, what, sprunging into spring?
We sure sprung into spring.
There you go. And we even changed the time in some places, and it's tragic. Still can't recover from that. Wow, it's just amazing how we continue to do that. Everybody talks about it. It's amazing how nothing good, nothing simple can just simply get done. Right? I mean, you know, something that you would just think, who in their right mind is opposing stopping the change every 6 months? Who's opposing that? But yet it can never even get off the ground and get done. And it just kind of goes to show the simplest things can't be accomplished in government. They can break it, and it can last for 100 years of abuse plus, and now we can't even fix it, Sheriff. I mean, everybody's talking about it. Everybody agrees it's bogus. Everybody hates it. But nobody can even double down and solve it.
Yeah. And you're just talking about daylight savings, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying something that simple, that goofy. I mean, do you know anybody that's like, oh, I love daylight savings time. Please change my time every 6 months. Please give me all these time zones so whenever I work across the nation, I'm confused on time. And please let us go to this incredible expense. And please, I mean, is there anybody that you know that advocates for it?
No, no one. Nobody.
But yet we can't even change that.
Yeah, and I haven't really seen too much documentation on it, but somebody said that Ben Franklin was one that first introduced it.
Well, he introduced it as a joke.
Oh, okay, maybe.
And then it literally got taken seriously by others, and they did put it in place and stuff like that. And what's fascinating about that is, to me, look, if we can't solve a simple thing like this that everybody agrees on, I mean, look, is it a Republican / Democrat issue?
No.
Okay, I mean, this is something so simple. If we can't even really legitimately, you know, deal with this, I mean, how are we going to ever tackle anything bigger, Sheriff?
Yeah, it's the big stuff that really amazes me.
But I bring it up because this just kind of highlights the problem, though. If we can't just common sense solve something like this, like quickly and be done with it, no wonder we can't get anything done.
Well, yeah, I've said the same for quite some time.
Anyway, I just find that interesting, and I know you're saying, Sam, daylight savings time happened several weeks ago. Why are you even talking about this? Because I use it to highlight how if we can't even solve something like that that everybody agrees on, I mean, look, it's not partisan. It's not, I mean, I don't understand where even the controversy would come from, right?
Yeah, I remember one guy says, if you need to save some daylight, then get up earlier on your own and don't make the rest of us join you.
Right, and that's what I mean by it. It's such a simple discussion. And the solutions are relatively easy. Anyway, I digress, but I wanted to highlight that. How are we going to solve bigger problems if we can't solve that one?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I want to talk about Joe Biden for a minute because there's this massive double standard in the news. I mean, beyond imagination. When Bill was a pervert everywhere, I mean, he still is, but it's not being highlighted. Everybody dismissed it and said, you know what, everybody loves Bill. Come on, you guys are reaching for straws. You're crazy. And as you know, even allegations of rape went nowhere. Serious, credible allegations of rape went nowhere. The Me Too movement was nowhere to be found. And now when it comes to, say, Donald Trump or not Gorsuch, what's the other guy's name?
Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh. Okay, these allegations, when it comes to Trump, Kavanaugh, Bill Cosby, they claim that these are just absolute Fox News, everybody somewhat conservative, then these allegations are just, I mean, if you even consider not taking them as seriously as they expect you to, then you're part of the cover-up, part of the agenda against women. You're not you know, fair or open, you know, et cetera. All right, but here's the deal. Now Joe Biden literally is acting like this is no big deal, the allegations against him. And the Democrats are all too willing to agree. Nolte, a writer, says, don't forget Joe Biden exposed himself to Secret Service agents. He'd go skinny dipping, right? And he'd flat out expose himself to these Secret Service agents. And they freaked out, these women, and they're like, hey, you know, we signed up to protect this guy, but we didn't sign up to for this. And then, you know, everybody's saying, these women are now coming out and saying, hey, Joe Biden touched me, made me feel uncomfortable. He said things to me that are like, no, he whispers in publicly in the ears of other people's wives. I mean, the guy is just beyond the grandpa pervert is what his nickname has become. But yet, when we talk about this in the news, it goes nowhere. So here's what Joe Biden just did in his, quote, first public appearance since he began facing complaints from women about being, quote, touched by him.
Right.
Joe Biden made joking references to the issues that drew laughter from a mostly male crowd. He also delivered a, quote, they say this, qualified apology in the New York Times reports. What's a qualified apology? Well, listen, I'm sorry that I didn't understand more, he said. He told reporters after his speech. But I'm not sorry from any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I've ever done. I've never been disrespectful and intentionally disrespectful to a man or a woman. As he stepped on stage to speak at an electricians conference, and he hugged the male union's president. I just want you to know that I had permission to hug Lonnie, he told the crowd.
Right.
Then during the speech, he literally doubled down and asked children in the crowd to join him on stage. After putting his arm around a young boy, he said, by the way, he gave me permission to touch him. I mean, this guy is in your face mocking this whole thing.
Yeah.
And no one's saying a word, Sheriff.
Well, Sam, there's two things that really stand out with this, and that is that he's not sorry, and two, that if he didn't intend to offend somebody, then he's not sorry either, because he never intended to do it. So if you do something without intent, then he takes no responsibility for what the result was. And that's typical Democrat. It's typical politician, and it's typical for someone who's been in politics so long and never accepted accountability for anything he's ever done. You see, because that's the whole thing here. If someone else was scared or uncomfortable or even offended by what you did, you don't get off just because you say, what, I didn't mean to. I mean, little kids say that all the time. I didn't mean to. I said, you're still responsible for what you did. You need, in law enforcement, for heaven's sakes, if somebody didn't mean to, then we completely have to back off. No, sometimes people go to jail because they do something or did something they didn't mean to do, but it ended up hurting someone else nevertheless. And you're still responsible for it. You know, if you back into somebody and it was an accident and you didn't mean to, you don't get to walk away from it, especially make fun of it as he has done and then still skate and run for president. And I'm sure that he's running for president. This totally makes me think that he is now. But I think that it just shows the lack of accountability in Washington and with politicians.
Think about this. He said this, though. He made joking references to the issue in front of the crowd.
Yeah,
and then he delivered this qualified apology. He says, I am not sorry for any of my intentions. And I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. Now, how is that any kind of an apology whatsoever? I'm not sorry for anything I've ever done.
I mean, there were Democrats saying he apologized. Already this morning, there's Democrats saying he apologized. No, he didn't. He didn't apologize at all. But the thing of it is, when you actually put your arms on a woman and kiss her face or rub noses with her, and you don't think that that is something to apologize for? Oh, I didn't mean to offend her. Well, you certainly meant to touch her and kiss her, you know, and especially from behind where she didn't have any say in the matter. You know, if you approach her face to face, then, you know, the woman can turn away or turn her head and, you know.
But still, women are intimidated, though, politically with a high-profile, high-powered person in public on TV or wherever you are and stuff like that. I'm not saying that a woman couldn't do that, and she can and she should, but how many women will do that and, risk that ire as well? And the Me Too movement's been big on pushing that point, but not now. They're just flat-out silent, aren't they?
Only on Republicans. And this still isn't too unlike Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh was accused of groping someone outside clothing.
And yeah, but Kavanaugh did it in private. This guy does it in front of everybody to see with video cameras a-rolling, buddy.
Yeah, and I mean, it...
So with Kavanaugh, you can debate if it ever happened. With Joe Biden, you can't debate if it ever happened. You can see it, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's obvious. And in fact, Sam, this came out. I saw this on the internet like 2 years ago about all the stuff that Biden did.
And if you don't believe your lying eyes on camera with Joe Biden, just ask the Secret Service females. I'm telling you, folks, what on earth is going on around here? I've got answers. So does the good sheriff, Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack. On your radio.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So the bottom line is Joe Biden isn't sorry at all. He's playing games. He's sorry that you guys think he's a pervert, but he's not. He's not sorry for anything he's ever done, sir.
No, and I mean, that's really, I can't wait for him to enter the race because it's going to expose the hypocrisy of the Democrats even more. So, you know,
I don't know about that.
What I really look forward to on these campaigns.
Hey, Sheriff, I don't know about that. Let me tell you why I say that.
You don't think he's going to run?
Well, I think he's going to run. I just don't think it'll bother him.
Oh, it won't bother him, but it still puts the Democrat Party and the Democrats, especially the ones.
Well, you know what I'm reminded of? I'm reminded of when Bill Clinton was kind of under the gun for this when he was running and people started to bring this stuff up, and a 60-minute interview literally turned the whole thing around.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it'll just be like that. You're just going to say, you know what, Richard, I'm sorry that you think Joe's a pervert, but look, kissing babies, and I know whispering in somebody's, you know, somebody's wife's ear and kissing women. Look, it's just what politicians do in Joe's case. I mean, come on, you're really saying Grandpa Joe's a pervert? Look, he's been on the national stage for years and years and years and years, and this is never really an issue. That's how they're going to treat this thing. You can see it in the media already. Right?
Well, you know, Billy Bob, I think, Bubba, it was kind of a new thing for that to come out against a president, even though JFK's history notwithstanding. But JFK was a lot more likable, and two, he seemed a lot more dedicated to his presidency. He kept things quiet, lots of different presidents had affairs, but Billy Bob's was too much scandal involved with it, and also other scandals of, you know, people dying around him, and Vince Foster, and the MENA Arkansas drug dealing, and I think the accumulation with Bubba was just too much, and I don't think you'll see that the rest of that with Biden. But the thing of it is, what I really like to see is that somebody's going to do this, that they're going to show the top Democrats in the country and their comments regarding Kavanaugh, and then they're going to do that and then compare them and play the same ones and different comments about this with Biden, and they're going to compare that. And I can't wait to see it. Like I say, it's going to be really interesting.
Hey, do you know who Jill is?
Jill.
Her last name happens to be Biden, sir.
Is that his wife?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, there's a headline that says Jill's bothered, too. You see, when Jill... when Jill was dating Joe, she said him touching my hand, is putting his arms around me, his touching my face, at the very start, it bothered her too. She admits that his handsiness, if that's a word, made her feel super uncomfortable when they were first dating.
How'd she overcome it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even Jill is concerned, she writes in her new book. But see, I'm convinced they're getting this out early. Before he even, quote, really, literally, officially doubles down and announces, etc., so that this can kind of get off the table. So
I don't think he would have ever said anything too much. And to me, all of it points that he's running. And he's going to come in. I've got to save the Democratic Party. I've got to save America. It's my duty. I never did anything wrong, and you know. So here I am to save all of you. If you want me to save you, here I am.
Then Jill goes on and she says, but it's not just Joe. It's their family. It's their culture. In fact, Joe and his sons never wanted to miss a chance to wrap their arms around each other and give hugs and kisses, even after the death of their mother. Yeah. Joe has addressed the accusations and he's vowed to be mindful of these things going forward, respecting people's personal space. So you see, it's already pretty much dismissed, Sheriff. And you bring it up and we're just going to go, really, really, Richard? You're going to bring this up again now? We've already dealt with that. Joe's already apologized. He's already, you know, I mean, this is just a family cultural thing.
What did he also say, Sam? There's something neither one of us mentioned. He also said that our cultural norms have changed.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know when that happened. My cultural norms regarding this sort of thing have not changed.
Well, it has changed, culturally speaking, because it used to be to where it was wrong for everybody to do it. Now it's only wrong for conservatives to do that.
Yeah.
It's changed. You can't deny it, buddy. It's like telling me global warming doesn't happen in the day when it gets hotter.
Oh, man, yeah. Don't get me going on global warming, man. I am so sick of that stupidity. Oh,
hey, man, you just don't get it. I can't believe you treat these topics with such cavalier disregard.
Oh, I know. Golly, Sam.
Yeah, so, I mean, even Jill realizes this is a problem from the outside. Now, of course, she's used to it, so it's fine. But even she admits that it's creepy and weird. He made her feel strange and uncomfortable. But don't worry. It's not just Joe. It's just their family. I mean, they just care so much that, you know, that's kind of the deal. And that's just what you get when you get with Joe. There's no, like, intention there. See?
Yeah, okay.
And that's kind of what we've gone to now. You say, Sam, I can't explain how it is and why it is and what has changed. And the answer is I can. Are you ready? Headline from Drudge says this that I think is directly related, Sheriff. It says this. America godless? Question mark. Number of people with no religion soars. I'm convinced that's at the heart of all this.
Well, it very well could be. You know, our constitutional government was only meant for moral and religious people.
Yeah, and we're melting down.
Maybe that's the greatest indictment against our country.
Yeah, and we're melting down over these things because we don't have any direction. Right?
Well, we certainly have lost our way since the promulgation of the Constitution. And and in my class this week, one of the liberal boys who's extremely honest and a good kid brought up some of this, you know, and he says, Sheriff, what you're proposing as a solution will never happen. And I said, why is that? And he said, because Washington, D.C. is never going to fix this. And I said, man, you're quoting my presentation that I've said, talk about numerous times all across the country. And I said, Mark, where can we fix this? And he kind of looked and I said, it has to be in the states, county by county, state by state. And he says, all we have to do is get a handful of people in Maricopa County, even as big as we are, 5.5 million people, even as big as we are, we still have a solution. But I believe you are correct. It will never happen in Washington, D.C., and nothing is more evident of that, Sam, than this Biden thing, the Kavanaugh thing, AOC, the obsession with green this and green that and the solutions for that. And Sam, the two worst things constitutionally, abortion and gun control. And the cavalier, calloused attitude towards killing a baby in Washington, D.C. especially, and now it's permeating this country, has absolutely blown me away again, because like I told you last week about the movie Unplanned. And then gun control that is clearly against the law. And our politicians parade around proudly and brag that they're making unlawful laws, they're doing things illegally, and they could care less about the Second Amendment or any other law that says they can't do it.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah.
But we're seeing that everywhere, as far as I can tell. But the double standard continues. Joe Biden's one example. But another example is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I guess she got in trouble now because she used, what do you want to call it, blackface? But it's verbal blackface, Sheriff. She gave a speech to a black audience and she used verbal blackface. She went into a black accent, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, don't you go into a black accent now, Sheriff.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm just saying, see, this is what I'm talking about. It's just like, are you kidding? So now Hillary Clinton literally said black people all look alike. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, she did. But she got away with it. Nobody even blinked an eye. That's why you don't know about it. Ocasio-Cortez can get away with this kind of stuff, too. You know, but you can't, Sheriff. If you were to use the N-word like Barack did, you'd be in trouble. Barack used the N-word. We caught him at it and play it on the radio. They're still looking for Trump saying it. Double standards, folks. Listen to the wind
blow. Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump toured the border and parts of his 30-foot wall Friday in California.
Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom denounced the president's comments about getting rid of the U.S. asylum system, saying such rhetoric disregards what it means to be an American. The president said he thought Newsom's views were unrealistic.
Governor Newsom honestly is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California. They don't want that. They want to be secure. They want to be safe. And not only asylum, but many other things.
This is USA Radio News.
So the other evening, I was working on my laptop on the edge of the bed, and I just fell over. I just fell asleep, and it's these Giza Dreams bed sheets. And I snuggle up with them, and I snuggle up with my pillow, and my gosh, I've slept in a lot of hotels in my time. Really nice hotels, top quality, and none of them have anything like these Giza Dreams bed sheets. But don't take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, and you'll get 30% off and free shipping. Give them a try. What have you got to lose? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams bed sheets, and you can sleep just as well as I do. I have a wonderful night's sleep with my MyPillow and my Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
A New York City man who was charged with murder after a friendly fire death involving a policeman says the shooting stemmed from a prank that went wrong. Christopher Ranson says they were staging a fake holdup with a fake gun at a T-Mobile store when the shooting happened. Boeing is cutting production as it works to get its faulty planes back in the air. KIRO reporter Heather Bosch.
Boeing is cutting production of its 737 MAX from 52 airplanes down to 42 per month starting mid-April. The company says it now knows the deadly Lion Air and Ethiopian airline crashes were caused by a, quote, chain of events, but both had something to do with its anti-stall MCAS system. Analyst Richard Abulafia says this is going to take more than a simple software fix.
You know, right now, just don't think they have enough information, and there's too many pieces in the equation for them to keep going at that pace.
Boeing says employment should not be affected. Heather Bosch, Seattle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, here's Hillary literally saying all black people look alike, and the host was quick to say, oh, no, they don't. Here it is.
What's often called political correctness is politeness.
Right.
It's not being rude and insulting to people. It's respecting the diversity that we have in our society. So I don't know exactly how to answer that because... You know, the Democratic Party is a much more diverse political party, attracting people who are African-American, Latino, LGBT, whatever the reason why people feel more comfortable where they are taken in, where they are included as part of a political movement or party. And I don't think it's politically correct to say we value that. And I don't want to go around insulting people. I don't want to paint with a broad brush. Every immigrant is this. Every African American is that. Every, you know, other person with, you know, different religious beliefs or whatever. You know, that's childish.
What do you think of Cory Booker's? And you didn't comment on him, and you feel free.
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially? Start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
Wow.
Oh, well done.
So there you have it, Sheriff. She flat out said they all look alike. Now, it was a joke in a way, but, you know, how serious is it, right?
And immediately rebuked by the host.
Well, kind of. Hold well, on now. Kind corrected. Of. Let me explain correct. What I mean.
She sounded pretty serious on that correction, though. No, they don't.
Well, she did, but I almost think that it was staged. because of how quick she came back. But listen to what she says right at the very end. Listen.
Essentially, start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder. Oh, Eric Holder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
Think how quick that was. No, they don't. Like, it was almost prepared to say. Now, listen to what she says. Listen.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, is she really rebuking her?
No.
Or is it part of the joke? Hillary can say this. Donald can't even use the N-word, or he's a bigot. In fact, they're still looking for him saying it, but they can't find it.
Right.
But you know that Barack said the word, right?
Yes.
And you've heard him, right?
Yes.
So he's okay. So my reason to bring this up is whether it's the sex thing, the race thing, we are moving forward with an acceptance of a double standard. And I don't believe that anybody is able to speak out against it, really, and get any traction. So now Ocasio-Cortez, literally using verbal blackface to speech to black audience, she's literally slipped into a black accent when talking to these people. And now conservatives are going, what's going on around here?
Yeah, no kidding.
What do you say to that, Sheriff?
Well, you know, Sam, as I said a little while ago, the entertainment to me is always to show, especially the Democrats, but Republicans do it also, but the hypocrisy that is just so way obvious in this whole thing, I do find entertaining, because it's just it just makes them a big joke. And is there any way we can get around from exposing especially AOC as the biggest joke to ever hit Washington, D.C.?
Well, biggest joke maybe, but the fact is she's got more control and more power than almost anybody you know instantly out of nowhere.
I think she's already losing it, especially because of what she did. I mean, the press loves to still talk to her, and the Republicans and Fox love to have her talk, because every time she does, she comes across more entertaining, stupid, ignorant, off the rails, radical.
You just have a love affair with her, don't you?
Oh, my goodness, do I ever.
You know she just came out and said that. She said, why are all these old conservative men just infatuated with me? Why do they just love me? Why are they just starstruck? I mean, they just, I don't get it, she says.
Because they can't wait for the next thing she's going to say. But the thing of it is, there is a lot of people in her district really upset with her on more than just this, but especially that she kicked 25,000 jobs from Amazon out of the state. And, yeah, that's going to have an impact, and it already is. And so, I mean, the press is still giving her a free ride, just like they did to Obama for 8, 10, 12 years. I mean, they're still giving it to him. But, you know, she's not going to be able to survive the horrific numbers in her state when it comes to employment and bringing jobs in. And this is a typical example of what government can do to create jobs. The only thing they can do is get out of the way, and she won't. And she won't even get out of the way of herself. And so I think she's going to have a hard time getting reelected. People don't want your face on the news every day. What they want is some legitimate results. And it's going to be the same thing that Barack Obama had a hard time with, and the Democrats. And I think Trump's going to be able to play on this even more. And that is, why would minorities even consider voting for a Democrat? What do you have to lose by voting for someone else besides these Democrats who have absolutely done nothing to better your lives?
Well, I hope you're right, but right now she has star-studded status, and what's fascinating to me isn't so much her, isn't her looks, isn't her stupidity, isn't her... My real fascination with this is, how did she go from nobody bartender to literally one of the most powerful people in Congress, with one of the most powerful media presence of anybody in literally days. And now she's a rock star. She's such from the hood that when she talks about working on their legislation, she calls it run and train, which means that's a sexual word for a girl that gets with a bunch of males and, you know, runs a train sexually with them. She used that running train term for their legislative agenda. She's that literally out of touch and bartenderish, if you will. Well, but at the same time, they claim she grew up in the hood, but she grew up in one of the most rich neighborhoods in America, sir. And so this lie and this dishonest media have taken somebody that came from nowhere and made her a complete rock star. How does this happen?
Yeah, but people have brought up that lately, too. Jimmy Carter came out of nowhere to become president.
So did Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, that's another one. They brought him up, too. Another one, I can tell you, especially during the Great Depression, people were looking for a hero. People were looking for somebody, one of their own, to really excel. And there's a movie called Cinderella Man, and it's a real good movie. I like it. And Jim Braddock came out of nowhere to be the heavyweight champion of the world, beating Max Baer. And the people, the poor people, the common, ordinary guy who was struggling to make a living, and Jim Braddock was one. He was completely penniless and pouring water into milk, making his kids think that they had more milk. And his kids were going hungry, and his wife was putting a lot of pressure on him. And finally, he was working on the docks every now and again, but that was day-to-day. And then he was a fighter, and he broke his hand. But the thing of it is, the throngs of people that were struggling in this country just completely idolized him. And he was part of them. And that's the same thing with AOC. She was part of them. She was basically a nobody, like most people are. We're just ordinary people. And people got behind her because they wanted somebody like that to look up to, and they wanted one of their own to become part of this system of government. And said, oh, heck, one of our own going in there? Yes, that's exactly what we want. And the wonderful thing about our government is that you citizens do become our leaders. They're just citizens. And that's a wonderful thing about that. But she was, of course, she is lying about her background and who she really is, you know. And she's now come out last night and said, of course, I am proud to be a bartender. I am proud to be a common, ordinary person that will never be common or ordinary again. And of course, her hypocrisy has been amazing. But the thing of it is, I think that's really going to cost her is being too much in the press. The ordinary people are not going to like that. They'll balk at that. And costing her district now 25,000 jobs.
No. Well, there you have it. And I hope we see a sea change on it. But, man, here's what I see. Donald said he was going to move forward with health care. Literally, the senator in Rand Paul's state of Kentucky shut Donald down and said, we're not going to talk about that till after the election. Mitch McConnell literally shut Donald down. So now you're not going to even deal with health care till after 2020. They have completely failed, and their own party destroyed them. It gets worse. Trump at first said he was going to close the border. He defends border closure option, said security is more important than trade. But now he's backing away, saying the Mexicans are working on it, Sheriff.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm starting to wonder what we're even getting done. The Republicans are squandering even after they lost the House. It's not even serving as a wake-up call. All right, quick pause. Sam and the Good Sheriff.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Yeah, so Donald ain't going to get the border done either, is he, sir?
Well, it doesn't. He looks kind of... he's had to save face on that by saying that Mexico is now helping us, and he's congratulating Mexico for their help, even though Mexico says, we're not going to do anything and we won't be bullied by this Trump guy. I mean, which one is true? Republicans talked to Trump and said, you know what? None of us are going to survive this if you cause an economic breakdown, and your big thing has been the economy, and now you want to shoot yourself in the foot and shut down the border and shut down all business between Mexico and the United States, especially Arizona, which the governor went and talked to Trump in person regarding that. So no way, sorry. That's impossible. Trump has had to spin this and back out of it at the same time. In order to back out, he had to spin it, congratulating Mexico for helping us.
Wow, yeah. So they're not going to build the wall, and he's going to congratulate Mexico. What an absolute landslide failure.
Yeah, well, they're building some wall, and they showed that. They showed that on the press, too, where he was actually showing.
Yeah, but are they really building brand-new wall as we were promised, or are they just kind of updating some wall that already is there to some degree?
Well, they're not building the wall, but they're trying to show that the process has started. But But a lot of good sheriffs that I know from Arizona were there at the border with Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be talking to those boys.
Yeah, because we're not getting anything done. All right, now, I want to bring this up because I think it's kind of interesting and it relates. There's a Vermont town, and they had an election, man. And they had a goat on the ballot. Lincoln is the name of the goat. So Lincoln the goat, and they swore in the town mayor the goat, buddy. Yeah, Fairhaven, Vermont, got 13 votes, buddy, and won.
What?
Yeah. Okay, it's the pet mayor.
The pet mayor.
Yes, sir. Now, it just shows how absurd this is all getting. I mean, they're mocking the whole system and saying, you know what? This is such a sham. We'd rather have a goat. And it's kind of a joke, but it's serious. In other words, there's a side. It's not really on the ballot, right? I kind of joke about that. But Vermont town swears in. Lincoln the goat, they say it's a pet mare. And Lincoln's 3, just so you know, Sheriff.
He's 3 years old?
Yes, sir. 13 votes, got her done. See?
He should have been disqualified for being too young.
I don't see why. I mean, that's age discrimination, Sheriff.
Yeah,
you true. Shouldn't even have said he. What's wrong with your language, my friend? You're a bigot, aren't you?
It. I'm sorry.
See? Now you go. All right, Derek. Well, it just depends on the day and how the goat's feeling. Now, don't you dare change the color of that goat, buddy. Now, that would be racial.
But I also do that, Sam. If I see a dog that I'm not familiar with, I always call it a he.
See how abusive you are? You just think we live in a male-dominated culture and society, don't you?
Well, I grew up with male dogs, and when I see dogs, I think they're male, you know, and they look the same.
Don't you know that the dog has not identified its... preference yet, Sheriff? I mean, I don't understand what you're doing. You are just as backwards as they come, aren't you?
I'm old school, I guess.
All right. Now, this is interesting. You know who Tom Cotton is, don't you?
The senator?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's a senator from Arkansas. His name is Tom Cotton. Now, listen carefully. Tom Cotton pushes the IRS to investigate the Southern Poverty Law Center's tax-exempt status, sir.
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's way overdue. I mean, look at Pelosi and all of them demanding tax records from President Trump. And I find that astonishing that they don't focus on their need for an apology, speaking of need for apology, about all the horrible things they said about Trump and collusion. And let's reemphasize this. Collusion isn't even a crime. Yet they spent $25 million, and it had to be more than that, over 2.5 years wasting all that time, money, effort, attention to something that they knew isn't even a crime. But yet they make it. So now what do they want afterwards? No, it's just like Jefferson said, if I ever answer my critics, they come up with 10 more afterwards. So that's the thing here, that the typical sign of this, and it just shows how dishonest people are in Washington, which I always would like to expose, which is easy to expose. It's too easy. But the thing of it is, they're going after Trump now for his taxes, but they won't go after the IRS for all the crimes they commit, and they won't.
Well, let's stop there. Who's they? Yeah. Donald won't even go after Lois Lerner. He let her off the hook, sir.
Oh, I know. I know. And he... how many times did he say he was going to put Hillary in jail and investigate her? And in retrospect, he wishes he had, and they should have, because he could have taken the attention off of himself, which he didn't anticipate this Russia thing. But collusion with another country, I don't care if it's 10,000 countries, to help change the outcome of an election is not illegal. Now, did they do vote fraud? That would be different. But there's been vote fraud in this country, and they even admit the vote fraud. What they do is, especially under Obama, is they say it wasn't enough to change the election, so we're not going to do anything.
Well, it wasn't intent. It was just like an irregularity, kind of an anomaly there, Sheriff. It wasn't really fraud. It was just, you know.
It's the Biden thing.
An irregularity there now. I mean, there was no intention. Come on now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, this is the thing, though. I'm not for Cotton using the IRS to attack the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the Southern Poverty Law Center is guilty of criminal activity, and they ought to be brought up on charges and sued.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are glad this is happening.
Well, I want the IRS gone.
Well, I do, too, but this is the thing, Sam. SPLC has supported the IRS. They support big government. They have assailed you and me. Because we have pointed out the illegality and the bullying of the IRS, and the SPLC defended them because they had to find a way to attack you and me and others like you and me. And so that this is turnaround, oh, man.
It's turnaround fair play, but my problem is we got to be even-handed and say, look, the IRS is wrong and unconstitutional, and they shouldn't be going after anybody.
I still will, and I'll laugh all the way through their audit.
Unless it's just a sham, unless it's just a way to try to get everybody to back off the SPLC's shenanigans and racism and sexism. See, if you bring up the IRS story, then, hey, neither's going to go down, but yet we won't talk about their racism and sexism either. See, the double standard continues, whether it's Joe Biden, Ocasio-Cortez, or the SPLC. It's all buried and not focused on.
Well, that the double standard for the SPLC is now biting them on the backside. Yeah, I'm happy about that. Do I still assail and want the IRS gone? Yes. Do I want the SPLC to help get the IRS gone? Yes. And will I help the SPLC get the IRS gone? Yes. After all their shenanigans and hypocrisy is exposed, yay.
And in a way, we'll help the IRS get rid of the SPLC, too.
Yeah.
But I bring it all up, though, because I want to be even-handed and say, look, the IRS going after everybody is wrong. There's better ways to go about this in the courts if wrong things have been done or criminal activities have been committed, and et cetera, et cetera. My concern is nobody's talking about getting rid of the IRS, though. Not Donald, not anybody. They're going to go, Congress is going to push for Donald's tax returns. Donald's going to basically talk big. But he's not going to do anything. Nothing's going to happen.
No, no, it's not.
To either the SPLC or the IRS.
No, and they're not going to stop abortion, and they're not going to stop funding to the stupid Planned Parenthood.
They're not going to build the border wall.
No, they're not going to build the wall. And Sam, this thing, though, that the Planned Parenthood says we will have universal abortion, even extremely late-term and partial-birth abortion and after-birth abortions, and we will have Christians pay for it. To me, that is the biggest slap in the face to our Constitution, to our liberty, to our founding fathers, to every Christian in this country. And Sam, I'm
it gonna, is, but you know what?
Yeah,
they stick together and they've got an agenda, and they're absolutely all behind their agenda.
Yeah.
They're going for broke on it, and we don't have anybody to stand together at all. It's March Madness just ended, right?
Yeah.
How did you like that, buddy? See, they're going to go off on that.
Yeah.
Or the conservatives are going to be like, "Oh man, Joe's weirdo." Next.
Yeah.
Lock Hillary up? Well, that's already decided.
Oh, well, anyway, March Madness finishes Monday. It finishes today.
Yeah, even though it's not March, isn't it? How's that? It's madness, folks.
It keeps extending all the time, just like
there you go. And it should. I mean, we should just have year-round bread and circus.
Yeah.
Because we're not doing anything about anything. So I don't mean to be negative, but I'm just telling you, we're marching away from all that matters. Donald's celebrating his incredible work on the prison system. Never mind, there's innocents in prison everywhere. We can't get to the Donald. But everybody else can, and Donald's already, you know, worked on the prison system.
Well, I need to give you an update on that.
He was the most successful guy ever, Sheriff.
Yeah. I need to give you an update on Sam Girod.
Yes, sir.
I've talked to him several times. For some reason, they now have a cell phone inside the jail, inside the prison, which they're not supposed to have. But it looks like that a guard is, turned a blind eye, and they kind of allow it. And these guys are literally calling me from prison. And I've talked to Sam several times in the last week. And he has other people inside there that likewise should not be in prison. They're innocents. We've actually talked about that. Some of these are very well-to-do people that are, I guess, in there. I didn't get into why they were there, but I imagine it's IRS problems. They said that he is, that they looked up the law about this. Sam Girod has been in there for 2.5 years now. And thanks especially to, I'm going to say this, thanks especially to Sheriff Clark, who turned his back on them, who I still consider a good person and a friend, and President Trump, or at least, I don't know that President Trump still knows about this guy, this situation. I think he does, but I don't know it, so I can't say that. But I do know that Stephen Moore, who he just nominated to be on the Federal Reserve, is a direct advisor to President Trump, who I talked to face-to-face, and he said he was going to do something about this, and then he gave me his card, and I called him numerous times, and he never once called me back, and he never once, that I know of, did anything on this. And so these people, Sam Girod, and these other people helping him, gave me names of other people, and they asked me to write a letter to the warden to ask for him to get a halfway house, because that is allowed and it's just up to the warden.
Our prayers are that there's success there. I'll tell you what, if the conservatives would stick together, just think what we could accomplish, Sheriff.
Amen, especially the Christians.
There you have it. Hour one and two in the can, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Sheriff, you got a parting shot on a more cheerful note this weekend?
Man, I'm going to enjoy the time off getting a bunch of work done for our West Side Story play we're doing at the school.
All right. It is about God, family, and country, ladies and gentlemen. Like Mike Lee said, the best way to deal with this thing is to get married, have children, have a God-ordained traditional family. He said it right in front of the Senate. It's not political, but it's spot on, and it's God, family, and country. Good for Senator Mike Lee. Thanks, Sheriff. We declare this nation shall endure.